Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
With networks like Fox News, CNN, MS Now, and more, Sling is the best way to get the news you care about, which is great for everyone. Well, almost everyone.
Where's that dang paper, boy? I need my news outdated and rolled up like a burrito. Finally! Now I can read about what happened forever ago.
Get the most important news delivered reliably at the best price. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com/news. See your offer.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we want to talk about sibling rivalries. Mm. Everyone in here has siblings.
Mm-hmm.
Did it get heated for any of you? Like, it doesn't have to be heated or just like...
Like
weird.
The worst thing they did to you.
Yeah.
Oh boy. Buckle up.
Was it your brother or one of your sisters?
All of them
really?
Would do this. This was a recurring.
I don't think I like this already. I don't
no.
They're making me uncomfortable.
I think you're going to laugh.
I don't like it.
I think you're going to laugh.
Okay.
When I was young, I was a giggler. I would laugh a lot. And for some reason, my siblings, and I think particularly my oldest sister, Christine, decided one day to like tickle me and then push on my stomach.
Oh no.
Until I farted. And they called it. This was such a recurring thing that it had a name. They called it the fart belly game. And they would hold me down.
This is horrifying.
It's so funny.
Who wins?
Who is the winner of the game? No
them.
One wins.
Them.
How?
But they're
in a room with a farting person.
But their friends would like come over and they'd be like, watch this.
Oh,
and they'd
no.
tickle
they
me
make
and
you
push on my belly
machine.
Until I farted. And I would be like howling because I'm really ticklish.
You want to get mad at them?
That's mortifying.
I was pretty young, so I think I just was like, they're paying attention to me.
Guys,
let's get her.
Hold her down.
No. Let's get her. Dude, you know when you least expect it, we're doing it. You just said you think it's funny.
Back then?
No.
No, it would not be okay. And then you'd have to touch me in ways you don't want to. Hey, yeah, how's that?
What is happening?
I haven't been sleeping well.
Okay.
I'll be the farter.
Do you think it would work on you? Could we push
you
on your
ticklish?
Belly enough?
I don't know. This is unlocking. It's not really sibling related, but I used to get called the Pillsbury Doughboy, and they would poke my stomach.
Your siblings would?
No, it was more, this was my friends. But it happened one night so much that I did puke.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Okay. See what I
Let's
was thinking.
Let's just say it was my sibling. So
we'll
throw it in.
Like fun things, like you chased, like the Reddit thread that was talking about this. Everyone has a story where their sibling chased them with a knife. My brothers did it with a.
Sorry, no idea.
Yes, they do. Eventually, you just get mad enough at one of your brothers at the dinner table or whatever. It's usually boys, but you get like my brothers want to chase one with a spoon, and then he was too fast, so he threw it, and it stuck. It was like, right. And he's got the half moon scar in his back. It just. Because you talk so much trash at the dinner table or the breakfast table. Until
I
want to
promise
just,
you, not everyone has that
I
story.
I guarantee you more
yeah,
people have
I
it
know.
Than don't.
Maybe.
This is just a weird room because it's too many girls in this room. Like, Tiak has nothing.
Oh, It's a 50-50 split.
He has nothing but girl siblings. So it's just like there's too many.
Yeah, I'm like talking crap at the dinner. What are you talking about?
Yeah, it's just everybody's like, oh, the teacups. Ugh. Like I had four boys at the dinner table. Five with my dad.
That's
just
a lot.
And okay, here's this one. My brother used to hold me down. I've said it on the air numerous times. He would watch TV and then he would let spit come out of his mouth to almost touch my forehead and then suck it back up. And hold me there for hours at a time. And as you might expect, his record was not perfect.
That's disgusting.
He would occasionally just literally just let a big, long, stringy. I just don't understand.
Why didn't you fight back?
I am 5 years younger than my closest competitor. 10 years younger than the next one. 12 years younger than the final. So anyone who wants to hold me down can hold me down. In that house.
He's also looking.
If you have big, thick spit and you'd like to hold me down, that's what I don't understand. Could anyone in this room right now produce the type of spit that you could bring out of your mouth and suck back in?
I don't.
Somehow one of my brothers just had it on command. It was just ready. It was like, and he could suck it back up.
That's disgusting. Please stop.
Dude, that's what we're talking about. All right. If you've got, they don't have to involve spit. But if you have a sibling rivalry story, we'd love to hear it. 303-222-5423. Call or text.
Me and my sisters got along very well. Mm-hmm. But so we had more, I would do the thing where I was like in charge of the dishes. And then we had the thing, the little sprayer, the separate hose that come out.
Oh.
So I would always tape that so that it was on. So then they'd turn the sink
and
on.
It's just and it would just spray them.
Yeah.
We would do it with a rubber band, but yeah.
Okay.
Same thing.
Tape's a little less conspicuous, but that's girl siblings, you know? No knife chasing.
Yeah, but in my house, we had one of the original always hot water thing. So if they turned the hot water on, their face would be scalded. And not just a little scalded. Like my dad had it set to a point where it's like, you could like take the paint off of something with the hot water. But we still did it. Because it's funny.
Oh my god!
You jump out of the way.
Oh. Your household sounds awful.
It was, but it's just, that's, I think that's more healthy. I like, when I think about your man, Dane, being an only child, no one beat him up. You need a healthy amount
he
of.
He had like close cousins.
Okay.
That he would, like, they would go over there every day. So it was a little sibling.
So he got a little bit of like,
but you're right.
Somebody pantsing him, or
we had a different style of sibling rivalry where it wasn't like my mom did a great job making sure that we had our own different outlets. But then it would be like my redheaded child, my boy child, my cancer child. So we would compete in titles of how she referred to us.
Okay. So it got darker.
We still kind of do that, my brother and I.
Oh. Do most people?
Did you achieve higher than red-haired child?
I've gotten diabetic child.
Oh.
Yeah.
A boost.
I don't know if it is.
It's not a boost. And like, is there a race to be the cancer child? What are we doing in your family?
We tried to slow down that one.
Hey, guys.
The title is available.
I guess that's a good thing.
No, it means her sister's dead.
You're right. T-Hack is...
The belt has been vacated.
Uh-huh. You're right.
You guys.
This is a great idea.
I just meant no one else had cancer.
Yep. Okay.
Wow.
If you have a fun story about fun things that happened competitively, sort of, with your siblings, we'd love to hear it. 303-222-5423.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Legendary doesn't happen by chance. It happens because it's what BetMGM does. Sign up for BetMGM and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Get into hockey, basketball, and more of your favorite sports with same-game parlays, live betting, and more. BetMGM. Make it legendary. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus and present in Ohio. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards pay back and unrestricted withdrawable funds. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
With networks like Fox News, CNN, MS Now, and more, Sling is the best way to get the news you care about, which is great for everyone. Well, almost everyone.
Where's that dang paper, boy? I need my news outdated and rolled up like a burrito. Finally! Now I can read about what happened forever ago.
Get the most important news delivered reliably at the best price. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com/news. See your offer.
Tell us your story.
303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We are talking about sibling rivalries and the thickness of spit.
Ew. Yuck.
Donald.
Yai.
Yai. You know about the whole spit thing?
Yes, I do. Man, Slacker, I listen to you guys pretty much every day. So I always enjoy the show. However, today I just got my car, turn you guys on, and you start talking about the spit, how it could go from that guy's mouth almost touching you and then they suck it back up.
Yep.
You that happened to me in the 70s, man. My next door neighbor, he was a little bit bigger than me. He would pin me down and do the same thing. And I'm in my 60s now, and you took me back to that moment, man.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that, man. But why would anyone want to do that? And was there a class? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. How do you learn
maybe
that?
Maybe in the 70s.
Yeah. Maybe in the 70s.
I never knew how to do that, but apparently he did. And yeah. I remember his name. His name was Johnny Cox, man. He lived right next door.
So it wasn't even a sibling. Just a random neighbor. All right.
Yeah.
Well, please welcome to the show.
Okay. Thank you for the call and thank you for listening, Donald. Appreciate you. Michelle?
Yai.
Sibling rivalry.
Well, I'm a sister of three. I'm middle child. And my oldest sister and I would always want to play, obviously. And my younger sister would always want to play with us. So we would play cops and robbers with the neighborhood boys. And so when my little sister would come out, we would say that she was the hostage and we'd tie her to a tree and we'd literally leave her there all day. She still talks about it to this day.
Oh, my gosh.
She thought for a while she's playing and then she's like, oh, I'm not playing. I'm just an actual hostage.
That is so youngest sibling. Yeah.
That is so mean. Is she damaged because of it?
No, she's fine.
No.
Please.
That's so old a sibling.
Thank you, Michelle. Jason?
Yes.
Sibling rivalry. What did you do?
Yeah, so my senior year in high school, my brother was a freshman. We were on the football team, and he started making some noise. So the guys were giving me a hard time that he was going to be just as good as I was. So I ended up shortchanging his lunch money. So I would get lunch first, and he'd always have like a dollar or two, and I would just like keep it just to get back at him.
So then he wasn't allowed to eat?
No. I mean, this was back in, 2000. So like that $1 could get you a roll.
Oh.
Yeah. No. He's fine.
Come on. A roll?
Yeah, oh, good. Nutritious.
You know, I finally told him about 5 years ago. But this happened 26 years ago, so
wow.
I apologize.
Okay.
So sorry, brother, if you're listening.
All right. Aww. Thank you, Jason. That's beautiful. Ty.
Yai.
Sibling rivalry. What'd you do?
So I am the middle child of two sisters, and the younger one, me and her, are much closer in age to the older one. And one night when we were both toddlers, I don't know how or why, but we couldn't sleep and we couldn't stop farting. And it was almost like we were able to do it on command.
And you recall this as a toddler as like your most magical moment.
Yeah, it was a magical night.
Yeah, I mean, when the few times that me and my younger sister did get along. I'm very fond of those memories.
Okay.
So that was
it. And then that's what happened. What'd you do with the farts?
So my older sister was sleeping on top of a bunk bed at the time, and would take turns going up the ladder, turning our butts around, and farting on her face while she was asleep. Thank God she didn't wake up with pink eye the next day, but she did have a funny taste in her mouth, and
ew.
We still have not told her.
Okay.
I hope she's not listening.
Oh, my God. Okay.
It's teamwork. It's siblings working together for a common goal.
Okay. Jody?
Yay.
Sibling rivalry. What happened to you?
Well, this was back in high school. Me and my sister snuck out to meet with some friends in the middle of the night.
Mm.
And, yeah, I mean, what are you going to do, right? And, well, basically, my sister ratted us both out to try to lessen her punishment.
Oh, she turned state's evidence is what we call that. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
She got caught?
She sought immunity.
She's like, oh, it's all Jody's idea. I was just following her. Like, she totally put it all on me. Like, I twisted her arm or something.
That's messed up. But also?
Diabolical. Smart. It's how you get out of things.
Yeah, I might consider it.
That's what you do. So did you take a heavier hit on the punishment then?
I did. And as you can tell, I'm still pissed.
How many years has it been?
In a while. More than a decade, let's just say.
All right. Maybe it's time to let it go.
Yeah.
Ken?
Yes.
You are disguised. You have a little VD on you. What's your sibling rivalry story?
Well, believe it or not, my brother and I, you know, we've always been really, really close, and turns out, you know, some things were going on behind the back, and it was actually him having an affair with my wife.
Oh.
Huh?
Yes.
He slept with your wife?
Best buddy?
Yes. Yes.
I'm very sorry.
I mean,
what?
An affair is a betrayal, but you got betrayed by
your family member. Yeah.
The two closest people.
Were you always competitive with him? Have you done this before? Like, did you steal girlfriends from him in high school or anything? Or why would he do this?
No. He's a little bit older than I am. I mean, granted, some of the girls he dated, I don't want to screw around with, but we were always competitive, you know, growing up, but I mean, no, I mean, nothing to this extreme.
And, okay, I don't know if we should ask you any more questions. Yeah. So now, are you divorced and sibling free?
Oh, like, God, yeah.
Okay, so you divorced her. Are they together?
Yep. Still happily married.
Oh, my.
What? They're married? What? Okay. Okay. Gross.
That's disgusting.
That is.
I mean, you can't help who you love, but
are they?
Well,
wait,
say, I wish them
are they cousin
Christmas,
siblings?
You know,
if they have kids,
all that, but not that I know of.
Okay,
honestly, I really don't care.
Well, you
we
can't.
Hope your pillow is cold at night every night,
dude. That is
like, is that the saying?
I don't think that's a thing.
Okay,
Ken, hey. Thanks, man.
Have a good day.
Have
a good life.
Thank you. What the hell am I supposed to do with that?
I don't know.
You put him through.
Of course I put him through. What are you talking about?
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
PNC Bank brings you Call of the Wild Money Moves.
Shh. Listen.
Guys.
That's the sound of a multi-level marketing pitch.
This is life-changing, you guys.
Sounds like she wants you to buy lots of essential oils.
They are so essential.
And then have all your friends buy essential oils.
Are you more of a geranium or a lavender fan?
Don't look her in the eyes.
Wow. Guard against wild money moves with PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Having insurance isn't the same as having State Farm. It's like needing a lawyer, but getting some guy who just watches courtroom dramas.
How does the defendant plead?
Guilty.
Wait, what?
Also, objection.
You object to what?
Erroneous.
Counsel, approach the bench.
Hey, can I get a whack at the gavel?
You wouldn't settle for just any lawyer, so don't settle for just any insurance. Get the real deal with State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit AutoTrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. Auto Trader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really.
You don't brag about your car's resale value until years later when it proves you made the right call. And Toyota makes that choice easy. For the sixth year in a row, Toyota was named the best resale value brand by Kelley Blue Book, with Camry, Tacoma, and 4Runner all earning best in class. Because when you buy a vehicle that's built to last, you drive away with value you can count on. Shop Toyota.com to learn more. Vehicles projected resale value and best resale value awards are specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota, let's go places.